Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Understanding How to Share Jesus Effectively with Them. We talked last program about Paul established common ground with the Athenians. He used their poets to support his message. And I notice also in Acts 18:5, Paul also found the common ground with the Jews. You read, he testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. Apostle Paul found the common ground in the hope of the Israelites in the coming Messiah. And Paul reasoned with them from the scriptures, because the Jews are like him, already knew the scriptures and accepted them as the word of God. So with this common ground, he could use the evidence of fulfilled prophecies. And I love 1 Corinthians 9. Of course, I love every word in the Bible. But this passage particularly impacted my life in a deep way. And let me read it to you. And I hope and I pray that it will also influence your approach in witnessing to Muslims and also in witnessing to all people. Now, Apostle Paul said, even though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all in order to win more people. To the Jews, I became a Jew that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, to the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Let me read it to you again from the New Living Translation. English is my second language, so I always appreciate a different translation of the Bible. I have become a slave to all people to bring many to Christ. Wow. When I was with the Jews, I lived like a Jew to bring the Jews to Christ. When I was with those who follow the Jewish law, I too lived under that law. When I was with the Gentiles who do not follow the Jewish law, I too live apart from that law, so I can bring them to Christ. Yes, I try to find the common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. Wow. I love it. I love it. I love it. It helps us understand Paul's spirit and the Apostle Paul approach to people, Jews and non-Jews. What separated Jews from Gentiles in these days were the law and the covenant, right? And you notice that Apostle Paul talked and acted in a way that neither offended the Jews nor the Gentiles. When he was with the Jews, he did not parade his liberty. Paul had the right to eat whatever pleased him, of course, but he gave up that right so that he can win the Jews, you know, please them, make them feel comfortable, and win them to Christ, because God loved the Jewish people and God wants to save them. So Apostle Paul, when he was with the Jews, he never allowed himself, I guarantee you, to enjoy eating spicy barbecue pork ribs. No way. He was willing to subject himself to the scrupulous of the Jews. And also, if you notice, in Acts 15, the apostles and the elders at Jerusalem agreed and decided it is not necessary for anyone to be circumcised. But in Acts 16, we read that before Apostle Paul took Timothy to serve with him, Apostle Paul circumcised Timothy. Apostle Paul, why you are circumcising Timothy? We read already in Acts 15 that the apostle and the elders at Jerusalem agreed and decided that it is not necessary for anyone to be circumcised. He will tell you when we go to heaven, I know they decided that, but I circumcised him because that will make the Jewish people comfortable about me and about my ministry, and they will hear me talking about the Messiah, Jesus. However, when the Apostle Paul was dealing with the Gentiles, he did not impose the law on them. Very important words God told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. These verses impacted my life. Be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. Let me read it to you again. Be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. Apostle Paul wanted the message of the gospel to be free from any obstacles in the minds of lost sinners. Wow! Paul focused on giving people the pure message of the gospel. He actually kept the main thing the main thing. His overriding purpose was to win people to Christ. Okay? His overriding purpose was to win people to Christ. Paul had a definite sense of direction. His goal was to gain the widest possible hearing for the gospel. And my brothers and sisters, a wise evangelist always seek to build the bridges, not walls, with the people he is trying to share Jesus with. Before our time is up, we must do the most important thing. Go to God and surrender our lives to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God. We realize, God, that we don't know how to witness to Muslims. We realize our inadequacies, that without you, we can do nothing. And we come before you, God, putting our faith in you, that you will prepare us, God. You will equip us. You will equip our fellowships, your church, and you will guide us, God, through divine appointments, through open, special doors to share Jesus effectively with multitudes of Muslims and to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and salvation. We put our faith in you, God, the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Christian brothers and sisters, don't forget I am here to serve you. If I can pray with you for your Muslim friends or acquaintances, if I can send you any material that will help you share Jesus effectively with them, please contact me. Pray also that God will unite us together, regardless of our denomination. God wants us to be united as His children, the body of Christ and sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. And forget about the minor differences we have in our style of worship. This should not stop us from uniting together, praying together, and serving our Heavenly Father together.
I will be back. Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
If you remember, we talked a little bit about 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Apostle Paul's attitude and the Spirit helping us to have an effective biblical foundation for cross-cultural evangelism. Apostle Paul mentioned, I want to remind you, this is very important, even though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all. In order to win more people, to the Jews I became a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. And in the New Living Translation, beautifully, we can read, I have become a slave to all people to bring many to Christ. When I was with the Jews, I lived like a Jew to bring the Jews to Christ. When I was with those who followed the Jewish law, I too lived under that law. When I was with the Gentiles who do not follow the Jewish law, I too live apart from that law so I can bring them to Christ. Yes, I try to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. Okay, well, I'm not going to repeat everything we talked about last program, but for the sake of those who did not hear the last program, we are completing this topic, Apostle Paul's approach in cross-cultural evangelism. You know, I was personally amazed, you know, when Apostle Paul said, when I was with those who followed the Jewish law, I too lived under that law. You know, Apostle Paul, you lived under the Jewish law. You are not under the law, Apostle Paul. You know you are under grace. Apostle Paul will tell me, yes, I know, Sammy, I'm under grace. But I will make myself, I will subject myself to the Jewish law in order to make the Jewish people whom God loves so dearly comfortable about me, and I will be able to tell them about the Messiah. The prophecies were fulfilled in Jesus. Okay, so now we are completing our topic, and I want to start by saying Paul wanted the message of the gospel to be free from any obstacles in the minds of lost sinners. He focused on giving people the pure message of the gospel. He kept the main thing the main thing. His overriding purpose was to win people to Christ. Paul had a definite sense of direction. His goal was to gain the widest possible hearing for the gospel. A wise evangelist always seeks to build the bridges, not enjoy too much freedom and build walls. Paul's goal was simple. Every word he say and everything he does help the person he meet get close to him and get close to God, know God and Jesus Christ. Why he was that careful? Why he told us, be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. God gave him that wisdom in approaching people from different backgrounds because Paul had a burning desire in his heart to please the heart of God. It showed in his sensitivity and gentleness with people. He loved God with all his heart, and he would not allow himself to say anything or do anything that will distance people from him and will prevent the people from hearing about Jesus Christ through him. Why he loved God from all his heart? Because he was against Jesus, and he was persecuting the followers of Jesus, arresting them and killing them, if possible. Nevertheless, God saved him, had mercy on him. Not only that, showered him with his grace, and he made him the Apostle Paul and used his life supernaturally. And, you know, my brothers and sisters, we can relate because all of us were far from God. We were God's enemies, and we did not love God or love his people, did not care about God at all. We could have been living horrible lives, pursuing trivial and wrong goals, involving with the wrong people, but God had mercy on us, and God saved us and made us his children, and inviting us now to serve him. Apostle Paul also loved his neighbor as he loved himself. When he saw a person, he would put himself in that person's place or shoes and feel whatever this person feels. No peace, no joy, no hope, no living hope. Feelings guilty, not enjoying the presence of the Holy Spirit, captive to the power of sin, which we all were captive to the power of sin. And Satan is terrorizing this person, bringing that person down. That was happening in our lives. That person separated from God and going to hell. Paul felt all that in the person he was meeting. And Paul treated this person exactly as he wanted anyone to treat him, to do for him, if he were in that person's place. And this is what the Bible meant by love your neighbor as you love yourself. Luke 6, for just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. Before we end the program, I want to mention one more point in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You read in verses 31 to 33, Apostle Paul's criterion for all his words was not what he liked to say, but what was best for those around him. Learning from the Apostle Paul, it is important that we cause as little offense as necessary. Let us make sure that our offense to Muslims and any non-Christian is confined to the message of the gospel, only the message of the gospel. Before we end the program, let's do the most important thing. Dear Heavenly Father,
We come before you, God, realizing that we need you, God, to teach us how to approach people. God, we are desperate for your presence, for your wisdom. We need you to teach us, God, how to talk, what words to say to the non-Christian people that we meet and to Muslims. God, we surrender our lives to you, and we ask you, God, in Jesus' name, to equip us, equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we dare to ask you to use us for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name, we pray. My Muslim friend, I want to invite you right now to repent of your sins and to pray this prayer with me, if you mean it from your heart. God, I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, you love me passionately. God, you have my best interest in your heart and in your mind. God, you have the best plans for my life. God, today I come to you and I declare my faith that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. God, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and he rose from the dead. God, I believe that Jesus is my only Savior. God, accept me, forgive me because of what Jesus has done for me on the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you a free book and congratulate you. Rejoice with you.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you.
Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.